Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
We're going live with Gary Richard Arnold here. There are several different... Oh, I hear feedback, so you've got something going on through your speaker. Uh-oh. You have to turn off your speaker headphones or something, Gary. Okay, are we good now?
1, 2, 3, this is Gary.
Okay, good. Now, we are going live, and we will have a stream next week, and what we'll connect with you is use Digigram Blue. And I already have you in my data bank, so if I go to Digigram Blue, in fact, if you're near your computer... right now, you'll see if I go to Gary Richard Arnold and I go down here to you, I can actually hit you with an invitation right now and just send a resend, and you'll see it pop up on your internet window, either on your iPhone, Android, or your computer. If you hit that window, you'll pop up on my screen with a little green light, and then I can actually put you over on my board so you can actually mesh with my audio stream going into my rocket broadcaster going through our stream network.
Wow,
and I have a pro version of this. I'm all teched up on this. I'm really, really expert at it now. And I learned tech, and it's a steep learning curve, but I'm capable and stubborn enough to actually learn almost anything tech. So what we have now is three other ways of getting in touch with me. We have a new phone number. You can call into the show if you're a caller. And brave. You have to be brave. If you don't, and don't accept anonymous attacks, you can actually text message your question through our Grasshopper phone number, which is 833-NUTRIME, N-U-T-R-I-M-E. And if you call that number, it'll ring my phone, I can put you in my little speaker, and you're live literally on the show. The other is I have a phone number over on Skype called 760-748-4416. You dial that number, you'll be able to see on your Skype, you can actually text the question, and then if it's a good question, I'll put a little button, and boom, you go live. And the other is Digigram Blue, and you'll see a link on the front page of NutriMedical. You hit that link in Digigram Blue, and it'll open up a window, and then you put in your question in a text in the bottom of that page. You hit the little phone button, and it goes from a tilted green phone to a flat red phone, and boom, I can put you on the air live, and I'm in control, okay? Now, we're going to have a Listen Live stream button to listen to the stream for not just my show, but at other hours, other shows. When it's not my show and there's not another broadcaster, it'll be playing Hour 1, which is our functional medicine show, especially your Hour 1 on Friday. We'll also have podcast buttons, and we're going to be on every platform you can imagine. And it gets to give you an idea of some of the platforms we're going to be on. We already are on things like iTunes. We're going to be iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, Blueberry, and Alexa. We also have Apple to send it out by email. We're going to be on many, many more directories. Plus, I'm marketing to 1,370 radio stations that are talking news stations here in America, and I have the directory. So we're going to get on hundreds of more radio stations. And we need to get the message out because the information that we cover, Gary and other experts like, Kelby Smith, et cetera, and Josh Bernstein, our top people on our show, is unparalleled on this or any other network. Nobody goes deeper, farther. We are box and red line agnostics. We don't believe in backing off against the red line or finding out things that are going on or who are the players who run this damn mess that we call planet Earth. And the players, you're the top expert I know that actually know the 10 schools, the secret orders, the names of people and politicians. I don't know anybody that knows more than you, maybe other than one of my buddies years ago who had recently had a stroke. And I won't get into his name and everything right now, but people need to understand, you're one of the top people I know that knows names, places, you know where the bodies are, in other words, geopolitically. And we've gone over this, and we also put a lot of it up on video, on Vimeo and YouTube and social media. But people need to know, this is not a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy facts. And everything, whether it's two guys to get together or three guys to get together to do something, whether it's paint a car or go out and play tennis, everything is a conspiracy to some extent, isn't it? And if it's evil and it's going to hurt other people or society in general, or it's a big banker conspiracy or conspiracy to, you know, push environmental things to get central control, or socialists like Bernie Sanders Claus or Occasional Cortex, we call her, you know, Ocasio-Cortez, or these globalists like, for example, this female that worked at the university in California and actually was part of the MKUltra program who tried to accuse Kavanaugh, who was literally a Manchurian candidate. People need to understand, the evil is so great, I call it Paul Bunyan lies, people don't want to believe it because it's so big and vast. It sounds like believing in Blue, you know, the giant bull that Paul Bunyan used to play with, right? These are Paul Bunyan lies. They're not lies. They're Paul Bunyan facts, aren't they? And they're ugly, they're nasty, and they're putting people in grave danger. And our society is on the verge of geopolitical, environmental, financial, and nuclear collapse. We're on the verge of catastrophe.
They're not critical. They look at different problems, and they do what they think is best. They go out to solve the problem. They little realize that these problems are put in front of them for them purposely to move in the direction of the conspiracy, which is evil.
What they do is they assume they have the answer, and they don't ask better questions. You see, if you actually think about things, the issue is, and I've used this kind of analogy, metaphor, the answers will open like the lotus flower petals if you pour the water of really good questions on them. You don't assume you have the answer. You have to ask better and better questions, so the answer will just present itself. It's like Semmelweis, when he realized after people going with dirty aprons from doing autopsies to deliver women, why women were dying of puerperal sepsis and infections 150 years ago, this guy from Hungary. He realized, maybe they're getting infected and they're dying because of all the blood and guts and infection, and the people that just recently died are on my apron. So if I don't have a clean apron and I walk into an operating room and deliver a woman, no wonder she dies 2 days later of an infection. So,
been trained to behave and answer like Pavlov. I mean, we went through school, or I did, choked on tests which are either true or false or multiple choice. And since the National Education Association and all those people, it's not the local school boards or your local friends putting it together. This is calculated.
Well, it's calculated. It's mind control, basically. I saw this in medical school where you had to anticipate the mind of the test maker in order to be able to pass. And if you overthought the test maker, you're going to fail.
They're not going to give you the answer. They're going to give you an answer they want you to
They're not just trying to control.
And to carry on the falsehood or the goals of the globalist.
Right. The same thing in the medical system. They want you to regurgitate not just the thought answer. They want you to regurgitate the thought process that made you arrive at that answer by anticipating the test maker, so you think along the same rails as they did. And when people say, Dr. Deagle, you're too smart, I said, no, I don't call it smart. I call it curious. I ask enough questions.
Another guest with us today?
No, we're without a guest. We're just us.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you had a substitute.
No, I was trying to get, I got Kelby on last hour because we couldn't get you on early, you're out. But here's the issue. I want you to kind of describe what you think is going to happen because, you know, we have this pre-demented Pelosi thinking she's equal in power to the president, which is nuts. And then they don't realize he has Damocles, sort of the FISA warrants that hanging over all the Democrats and these other people, and Trump's going to drop it. He can start investigations to his new attorney general or the one who replaces him if he doesn't do his job, this guy Barr. And if these dumb Democrats and random Republicans, with only a matter of days, here's Mitt Romney shooting his damn mouth off, trying to say he's going to attack the president and saying how he created divisions. No, he didn't. The divisions are there because the New World Order, both Rhino Republicans, because they attacked the president, including this guy with a 12% popularity, Ryan, whose father-in-law was the director that set up the special activity divisions in Oklahoma City of the CIA, as the SAD. These monsters, rhino Republicans like Romney, and the damn demon rats they call Democrats like Schumer and Pelosi, these people don't give a damn about America. In fact, I heard a chant that basically said, you know, no border, no ICE, no America at all. I mean, that's their chant. And people don't get it. It doesn't matter if it's Democrat or Republican. People say it's a theory. It's not a theory, damn it. You can actually hear the chant on video clips. It's like, damn it. Right?
Right. People can go actually to the internet and find the original.
And the same way as when these idiots want to.
Called Proof of the Conspiracy.
Right.
And that's absolutely incredible blueprint that.
Right. And by the way, the same thing is the reason why they won't.
Tactics.
The same why they won't fix the health care. Why Pelosi is not going to put a dollar for the wall. Why? You don't want a border? That's suicidal, isn't it?
It is.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Yeah, welcome back. So basically, the truth is something that people have to pursue like one of these bloodhounds. And you have to be willing to accept the fact you don't know everything. I feel every day I wake up and feel, Lord, I'm ignorant. God says, I know. But you're learning, Deagle. You're asking more questions and you're learning. Most people stop learning because they think they already have the answer. It's disturbing. I'd like you to point some examples of that. For example, we got this dialectic between these crazy Democrats and rhino Republicans. You got Mitt Romney on one side chewing at Trump. And Trump needs, by the way, to get rid of these advisors and have some real Christians like me and others around him as advisors. They can get through to the man and tell him what's really going on. His big enemy is both the left and right version of the New World Order, or New World Disorder would be a better term. And all these secret 10 schools and all their orders that are inside of the agencies. And it doesn't matter if they're on the left or the right. They're both bad. They're both different versions of the New World Order control matrix, aren't they?
No, they're blood brothers. It's like Bush and Kerry running against each other as skull and bonesmen. Or you can go back with the Council on Foreign Relations and the both Republican and the Democrat going way back to...
Well, even George Bush Sr. called Bill Clinton and George Bush Jr. as blood brothers. I mean, really. They don't want to believe this, but the New World Order doesn't give a damn what the religion is. In fact, if you want to swear in a holy book, it doesn't matter if it's the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, the Book of Urantia, some other book by a shaman, a foreign language. As long as it's considered a holy book and you revere it, it's okay if you're a high-level Royal Archmason, because ultimately they believe that they have what's called a super-religion, don't they?
Well, if you move in a group, they like it. It's the individuals that are their problem from them, which means sovereignty and choice, and you go from there. I mean, without sovereignty and choice, you've got an organized world that runs under an elite, like Metropolis. I mean, the movie, the old silent movie. That's what we've got. We've got the Aldous Huxley, Brave New World in 1984,
the
Matrix, being fulfilled, and it's been
even in the now we have the CNN, which are completely corrupt. I call it the Corrupt News Network. Then we got Fox's, we've got red lines like Michelle Malkin and and others there inside that won't cross certain lines. The one that goes the farthest is probably Tucker Carlson, and he gets himself in trouble because he crosses some lines sometimes, but he won't go as far as me. I guarantee he's never going to interview you and me on the show, is he?
No.
He's not, and even if we point out facts that the man should know, they're even in the open media or even in libraries that he could read, he's not going to consider them, even though I heard his dialogue about the destruction of the family. Yeah, but you need to go further, buddy. What's the basis of this? It's religious. It's spiritual. It's evil to the level that most people don't believe it exists. It's far worse than Star Wars or, you know, the Trilogy of the Rings. It's much, much worse than that, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Tucker uses McCarthyism as an invective, and a lot of people do, because they were grown up and, you know, brought up on all the propaganda for the last 60, 70 years. But Joe McCarthy was a cure, not the cancer, in the United States. He was the one that exposed George Marshall in his book, America's Retreat from Victory, and he exposed the coming of the European Union through the Marshall Plan.
And by the way, the Marshall Plan was designed by our intel agencies, who ran the Bilderbergers and these other agencies. Are actually divisions and controlled by the SAD, the Special Activity Division, that goes back to the OSS that was transplanted from Nazi Germany to America with 100,000 technicians, scientists, and geopolitical activists and secret agents. In fact, our intel agencies are descended originally from the Gesellschaft, Society of Scientologists, in a sense, that ran Germany and caused the genesis of the Nazi regime, which is a religious organization. People don't realize Nazis were basically channeling transdimensional entities. Adolf Hitler and the SS were devils. These people were monsters. They were doing wizardry is what they were doing. That's why they're pursuing the spear of destiny, the pierced sword of Jesus, and other ancient things like the Neuschwabenland in Antarctica. I mean, they pursue these ancient documents and places and things because they're involved with a very weird cultic religion, aren't they?
Yeah, and even the use of McCarthyism, it was the House Committee on Un-American Activities was a danger not to the communists on the street, but the people that were financing them. And Joe McCarthy was going right up the ladder, and, including George Marshall himself. So you can imagine, you know, what happened. Also, one of the guys he fingered was Philip Jessup. Now, Philip Jessup was chairman of the Institute for Policy Studies, in which out of 33 members that he appointed to a delegation, 10 of them were members of the Communist Party. And eventually, Harry Truman appoints him to the World Court. And the U.S. Senate, they even felt bad about it, and so they voted against it. So he waited, till they appointed him for a temporary term, which lasted some 9 years. Now, the other thing with this Philip Jessup, who's supposed to be this horrible, a horrible person pushing, you know, Mao, I find out he had a double wedding. He married a woman named Lois Kellogg, and at the same wedding, Lewis Greenleaf Adams married the older sister. Now, Lewis Greenleaf Adams happens to be a member of Skull and Bones. Now, you know, this shows up time and time and time again. The communists are not out to destroy the banking community. The communists are a tool of the banking community.
Right.
And
just like
the controllers.
Just like the Muslims are a tool of the banking community. That's why they promote Muslims coming from North Africa and the Middle East by doing climate damage with drought to the Middle East to drive the people out of there. It's because the globalist Luciferic Satanists want to homogenize the culture, which is why they want giant influxes like the Democrats, they call the demon rats, want to destroy America by flooding in millions. So they've done a survey, and currently there's 147 million people worldwide that want to move to America. That will destroy this nation. It'll Venezuelize our country. We can't do that.
Look at the Democrats for the last couple of decades, including Harry Reid, that said there shouldn't be, you know, even natural-born citizens, you know, that should be abolished. These people turn on a dime. They're paid and blackmailed and part of, they move like fish or a flock of geese. They do not think for themselves. They never represent the people. They represent inside the Beltway, which could be anything from K Street to the political parties themselves to the central banks to all the various offers are given, even if they die pushing something through, I want to say die politically, pushing something through, they end up with enough money to support them and their family for a generation or two.
Right. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's that was one good thing about the old Spotlight, which is, I think, called the American, I forget what it's called now, but it's a tabloid out of D.C., and it was put together years and years ago by Willis Cardo, who was angry about, you know, some of the terms or discussion of World War II, and he was first on the Bilderberger group with Westbrook Taylor and
right.
Taylor Caldwell and a lot of other wonderful
people. You know, the thing that makes me most angry is the people, the most evil thing you can do is to attack those that come with grace to either save you geopolitically, physically, or spiritually. Because when there's no grace, all there's left is judgment. And our nation is close to full-wedged judgment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Romney.
Yeah.
It's interesting how these things go in families, you know, like Boron and Paul Ryan through his wife Jenna. But George Romney was Mitt Romney's father. He, too, was a torpedo for the internationalists to destroy Barry Goldwater.
Right.
He was very vicious. He belonged to an outfit called the Council for World Tensions. And I think a guy by the name of Frank Capel, one of the old investigators from years ago, came up with a whole list of this network similar to between the Trilateral Commission and Council on Foreign Relations type with this Council on World Tensions. And I believe one of the other people involved in there was Charles Percy, you know, he was very active in pushing the National Endowment for Democracy, which is really outrageous. People that think the United States is so righteous, look up the National Endowment for Democracy, and they've got four or five different organizations that run under it, and they involve themselves in elections around the world, and they say they don't support parties, but they support groups. And, of course, they've got a Republican Institute, and they've got a Democratic group. And incredibly, they've got a press organization, which is supposed to support the press. And what this organization does is they do research, they hold meetings, and they support international free press. And
right.
One of the providers for the funds is the Rockefeller Brothers organization.
Right.
So I mean, this is the U.S. government, you know, again putting all the screws and controls. It's a wonder people have any ideas anymore. Here, I got the name of it here. The endowment established the Center for International Media Assistance with a grant from the State Department. This is the, what they do is they strengthen the support, raise the visibility, improve and conform the effectiveness of media assistance programs throughout the world. The center provides information. Now, you know, so guess where it's coming from for this independent press? From them. It builds networks. So they do the crowd organization. You know, they make the group think, conducts research. You know, so they ferret out, the line of the day and highlights the indispensable role of the independent media. And they play in the creation of the development of sustainable democracies. Now, if there wasn't ever a code word, sustainable democracy is nothing more than a nation submitting to a world government. One of their major projects is titled Empowering Independent Media. And they convened a big conference that was supported by the Rockefeller Brothers Fund at Pocanto Center a couple of years ago. But these are the globalists pushing, pretending that they're for the free press. And, of course, you know, they're the last thing. Look at them knocking off, you know, everybody from Alex Jones to Tucker to yourself and anybody else they can.
But even some of those attacks are to try to justify those people actually know what they're talking about entirely. I personally don't get very many attacks, although back in the, 4 or 5 months ago after I was with Josh Bernstein, I started to get some death threats on Facebook. An actual name of a gentleman from Louisiana actually said he's going to shove a gun down my throat. Now, if you're unwise enough to think you're going to come to Vista, California, and shove a gun down my throat, I'm going to be the secretary for Yeshua Jesus to arrange an appointment to meet your maker. You're not going to survive trying to threaten Dr. Deagle, geopolitically, legally, or physically. So this idea of thinking you're going to threaten and get away with it, you're an idiot. And that's why I'm still alive and a lot of my functional medicine colleagues are dead. I'm not exactly Mr. Passive. You want to mess with me, you're going to mess with life. Your last oxygen molecule will leave your mitochondria as I put the shovel over your grave. And people need to understand that. I'm serious. I love everybody, including I pray for Hillary Clinton and John Podesta, but I'm not going to put up a centillion of crap from anybody. Not. And the fact is, death threats and these other threats, geopolitically, financially, or licensure-wise, that's why I think the medical system in America is sick. It's a sick system.
Yep, murder by injection.
And the same thing with the geopolitical and financial systems. Look at mortgage. You know, the markets and the banks run everything. And these secret orders are in every medical school, every law school, every geopolitical system, on the left and the right, are run by global internal secret orders. It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And to go out and pretend it isn't, mm-hmm. which is, you know, the pretense is done against.
And the fact that you don't pretend it, they consider that a means or a reason to attack you because you dare believe that maybe the system is freaking evil on both sides, the left and the right.
Yeah, well, look what they did with the expose of Skull and Bones. They put out their movie, The Good Shepherd, which included Matt Damon, De Niro, and Angelina Jolie, who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and saying she might throw her hat in the ring. So, I mean, you're talking about right from the core of the conspiracy itself, they put out a phony movie. I encourage people to go see it anyway. They pretend like they were the anti-communists during the Cold War, and they're protecting the United States when it was the exact opposite. They were supporting communist and right-wing regimes around the world, supporting globalism. See the movie. It goes through some of the rituals, crawling into a coffin and, doing...
Skull and Bones. John Kerry, you're talking about it like George Bush...
Oh, it's not to the Constitution, but to each other and to their occult society. So
right, that's
for anybody that's a member of that group. Then you've got both political parties... You know, and with all their little minions supporting these people, and I don't care if it was Robert Taft when he was running against Eisenhower or anybody else. I'd certainly try to find somebody, unless they break clean and talk about it. And expose it. But Robert Taft didn't, nor did other people throughout.
And by the way, if you go to your website, news-expose.org, and you're going to be doing a show on a new network, and of course people will be able to get the podcasts of your show on, and also on many different directories, or we call podcast directories, including Alexa, etc. People need to understand what's going on here, is we need to get the information. We're creating what's called a audio and video neocortex for the human race. Because, to be honest with you, most of the information out there, even by the alternative media, is crap. People don't go far enough, don't ask deep enough questions, and don't have evidence to support their logic and their so-called conclusions. And the, right. And I assume I don't know everything, but I continue to ask better and better questions, so we're closer to the truth than anybody. And it's a lot more evil than the Trilogy of the Rings or Saruman the Magnificent and his orcs or whatever. It's a lot more evil than the Star Wars. It's so much more involved and embedded into the religious and geopolitical, financial, and educational institutions on every country on Earth. People don't know this. For example, the Santa Muerte, which is a belief system in Mexico and Central America that goes right back to the Incas, is a death cult that runs the drug cartels directly in collaboration with our special activity division, the CIA. If Trump was smart, he'd send in the military to clean out these drug cartels and the Santa Muerte, who, by the way, provide the finances for local hospitals, schools, and are total control. If you try to cross the cartels in Mexico, you die. People don't know Santa Muerte and these drug cartels work with their SAD to the tune of $2 trillion a year goes back into secret blackout budgets that aren't even under the control of the Senate, Congress, or the President. It's on a need-to-know basis. And they don't need to know.
Cities and many of the sheriffs where the drugs are
here. Right, and they run everything. I mean, these people look like normal people that run the cartels and their wives and relatives, and they're evil as hell, and they work with our evil as hell, special agencies. That's why we had Fast and Furious sending guns down there with those serial numbers. The only way they didn't have serial numbers not filed off is because our agencies have access to guns without serial numbers.
They want
that's
to
what
sick and addicted.
Exactly.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
And Gary, we're going to be having on our stream next week. And by the way, when people listen, we're going to have the links up here shortly. If our current stream support people don't fix it, we'll have another company do it. But what you'll see by early next week on Monday and right through the week next Friday, you'll be able to listen to the Listen Live button on NutriMedical. You can listen to the podcast Hour 1, Hour 2, and 3, or Hour 1, 2, and 3. We're going to have everything also archived over at Deagle-Network, but you can listen to all of them right on NutriMedical with the links. You can call into the show with our Digigram Blue link. You hit that button and you hit the link, and you can do a text message of your question. You can call the number 833-NUTRIME, N-U-T-R-I-M-E. You can call the Skype number 760-748-4416, and you can actually call in. I need your text message first, so before I let you go live. And I want people to ask questions. I'm not afraid to have people ask questions. I think it's important we have dialogue. I mean, one of the big things that concerns me about the so-called left and right and the globalists and the Masons don't want this. If you diagnose about something, you actually find common solutions that can solve simple problems like health care costs for everybody, pre-existing conditions, finances, affordable housing, clean, non-toxic food where you get rid of glyphosates and other crap. Every one of these things has a simple, straightforward solution, doesn't it? But you see, the secret order, both on the left and right, don't want solutions. They're the chaos masters that want to create chaos, aren't they?
Yeah, no, again, it's mostly designed to keep people apart. I mean, they're both given catechisms in which you study and hold fast no matter what. And that creates a ruckus or the chaos. And that's what they, you know, create order out of chaos is their motto. But these people are designing, and most of what we think, I'm still surprised. I had an evening over at my house with a bunch of guests, and I went through a number of the YouTube presentations on how easy it is to hypnotize people. What got my attention was there's a guy out here in Santa Cruz that got some, you know, pretty ladies out there on the Santa Cruz beach, and he'd hypnotize them within seconds. And you can imagine with the control of the media and the technology and how it gets, how redundant it is, are the fake and false and different types of news, how easy it is for people to have their subconscious totally control them.
Right.
There's also people that do it for corporations, and they go to schools and so forth, but they'll get a whole...
Well, the Gallup Delphi technique, and by the way, it perpetrated everything. I mean, the European system of schools and desks and so on, and the mind control system of public schools, public education, public religion, public politics, where they try to push you on one side or the other. You want you to vote. They don't care what you vote for, the left or the right, but they want you in the system so they can control you. People don't get this. They don't realize they're being pushed to one side or the other of the dialectic of chaos, which is entirely luciferic, isn't it?
Right. There was a book put out by Carol Quigley, a male professor from Princeton, I think it was, and he exposed the inside of much of the conspiracy. When he had his book printed, they came in and they destroyed the plates and everything else. It got printed in Taiwan, and once it got out, it was made available, and it's available today. But he talks about they're wanting, you know, two different parties so people can throw the rascals out when they will without disturbing the overall plan of the, you know, the master conspirators. But it's over a 1,000-page book. It might even be 2,000. I'm not sure. It's almost as big as a dictionary. But there's been a few reviews on it. I believe Gary Allen and his Don't Dare Call It Conspiracy, and Dr. Cleon Skousen in his book The Naked Capitalist. If you can get either of those, it'll save you. He'll go right to the points, and you won't have to ferret through a lot of that information. But if you're a real researcher, it would be good to have in your library. The same as you know, some other books around. You can find The Morals and Dogma of the Masons, written by Albert Pike, and where they clearly talk about their worship of Lucifer. I mean, there's no two ways about it. You can read it, you know, right in their hardcore hardback books that they give to the 33rd degree Masons. But all of this stuff is tangible. You can go back all the way from the...
Oh, yeah, I love some public documents, but people say they want to attack people like us who are curious enough to actually read public documents or ones that can be acquired in a library or some source or other. They don't want to believe it. They say, well, you're a conspiracy theorist. I say, well, you know what? Get a life. Stop it. Stop thinking you can just kind of treat us with disrespect and you're going to save yourself from the evil that's coming on the whole world. You're not. In fact, you're going to speed your own destruction if you don't listen, right?
Right. Well, so many of these things that you can approach. I mean, I was in over in Fort Ord talking to the, you know, AMBAG, and they had a personnel problem where they had to, you know, clear the room so they could fire or hire somebody or something.
Right.
So I went outside, and I had some brochures of my own about Operation Cloverleaf, which is the spreading of the chemtrails, you know, the
right.
Aluminum and so forth.
Right.
And I gave him a copy of it, a mail in the parking lot, and he says, oh, come here a minute. He had a big wad of keys on him. He walked me over to a hangar This is in Fort Ord, and he opened up the place, and he took me in there, and there was a couple, actually a couple of drones in there. There was three propellered airplanes with real interesting catches, where he catches the air and measures it. And he says, this is, you know, this is, you know, we keep track of, you know, what's in the air. I don't know if the guy's still working there or not. This is probably about 10 years ago. But later I brought Anthony Hilger back with me, and he had his camera, and we were able to get in again, because once in a while they'll walk some of the Boy Scouts and local students and stuff through portions, you know, of what's available, but the kids don't have any idea what's going on. But Anthony got inside one of the airplanes with the camera, and he's getting all of these quotes and so forth. I mean, just a beautiful job. Later, Anthony Hilger and myself, we went to the Marana Airport field in Arizona, where they have the black helicopters and the white painted bottom of the airplanes that were distributing the chemtrails, and it was owned by Evergreen International, which is the old Air America. But, I mean, these aren't things I've read about. These are places and things I've personally seen.
And visited, right?
When it becomes tangible again and again, you know what you're talking about.
Right. And the thing is, I've seen a lot of stuff. I mean, to be honest with you, I wish I didn't know all the stuff, mainly because by telling people this, even on public radio or TV or conferences, you get a lot of persecution. People want to hate you because you're asking questions that make them feel uncomfortable. It's disturbing, isn't it?
Yeah, although I got an early dose of it in my mid-20s when I ran for office, and I was attacked from every corner and every way, and it was quite surprising. It was painful at that time, but I grew a crust and had now treasure it, because it's almost like a honing device, because you know you're getting closer to the answer or to what you're looking for sometimes.
Right. Where do you think this is all going? Because here's what I suspect is going to happen. Trump is still going to be in his little box with all his globalist advisors around, like John Lightning Bolt, and the replacement for many of the other people he's putting in that are globalists too. We have the Democrats railing to have this new Muslim congresswoman say they're going to get rid of this mother effer Trump. First off, that should be the grounds for a soft coup for jail. Some of the threats, for example, from Ocasio-Cortez. Ocasio-Cortez, she's threatening to subpoena Don Jr., you know, literally Trump's son. The level of persecution and harassment of this man is mind-boggling. He's going to have a pretty damn thick skin, no matter what his background.
Yeah, no, I think he'll, you know, if there's any true history ever written, he's as good as George Washington, frankly. And he's making his errors, and he's got his all the other stuff in there, but don't we all? That amount of pressure from anybody else, they wouldn't have lasted 3 or 4 months.
Gary, when we're on next, we'll be on the Nutramedical Stream Network. And we're going to be, you have your own show, too. We're going to be doing many more stations. I'm podcasting out and syndicating to 1,370 stations this weekend, plus many more platforms. We're going to get a truth out to a lot more people, and it's not going to be stopped by social media or anyone else. We're going to be also going live on Red State Talk Radio, Revolution Radio, and Rents Network. And hopefully we'll work on something with Genesis. We can still send them a signal, and they can mesh it with their commercials. But I'll see when Ted Anderson gets back. Thank you, Genesis, and thank you, Ted. Let's work out something so we continue to get the truth to the people, or America and the world will die.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. a combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.